Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm hoping the Big Ten has to modify their system for us.
Probably like getting grade 10 sandpaper rubbed on your face every day.
I mean, we say it all the time, whether, you know, there's two types of turds, you're a sinker or you're a floater, but you're still a turd, right? I mean,
we are about players and players playing the plays and not necessarily the plays.
Welcome to the Varsity Club podcast. My name is Derek Peterson. Joining me this week, okay, this is going to be a niche podcast. I'm just going to get that out of the way first and foremost, but I am a person who has two types of shirts in my closet. I have shirts like this, no branding whatsoever, very basic. And then I have an entire section in my closet that is just graphic t-shirts with outlandish designs, patterns. It's either very, very subdued or very, very loud. And so I have Connor Hitchcock from Home Field Apparel, a company that I'm very excited to find out about, because I didn't know you guys existed until a couple months ago. It's been like a rapid rise. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's just me, and you think I'm completely stupid for saying so. Maybe you guys have been around for 3 years and I've been living under a rock. Connor, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Hey, Derek. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that. You know, you're right and wrong in some sense. We have been around for 3.5 years. However, I mean, the rise has really happened since late summer 2020 and then really taking off last summer with the brand. So I don't fault you because we haven't had Nebraska until this upcoming Saturday on our website. So I understand if you hadn't heard of us before.
The Nebraska collection is coming. You guys shared that bit of information on social media. I'm going to ask you about that in a little bit. But first, I just want to ask you, give me some background on the company, on Home Field. Give me like, how does this get started?
Sure. Yeah, I can go, a little bit quick and dirty. So I cheer for, and my whole life and my whole family has cheered for a team, colors red, 5 national championships in a state with a lot of corn. And as you guessed it, that means I cheer for the Indiana Hoosiers. So it's a lot of similarities here already off the jump. But I went to Indiana University. And when I was there, I was doing a little side project for the heck of it, where I had made some stickers for the state of Indiana, some t-shirts, just more like, you know, any local, you know, any city has them these days, like a local shop that'll carry just stuff about the city or state. But when I was a student, for whatever reason, stores in Bloomington started picking it up. Stores in Indianapolis started picking it up. And 30 stores by the time I had graduated were carrying this little side project. I was literally screen printing t-shirts out of my apartment in Bloomington. I was washing the screens out of my bathtub. I lost security deposits, all that good stuff. And then as I was doing this side project going into my real job in Indianapolis after school, Indiana that winter had played Duke in the Pinstripe Bowl. And I love Indiana football, which is a very funny thing to love, the team with the most losses in FBS football history. We don't go to bowls often, especially before Tom Allen, which, I mean, things aren't looking super great right now either. But we lost in double overtime on a field goal that looked like it was good. It was called no good. And Indiana Twitter is, especially back then, very ironic. And so everybody pretended to be extremely upset over this field goal in an inconsequential Pinstripe Bowl. And so everybody kept yelling online the kick was good. And so with this side project I had, you know, now printing in my basement in Indianapolis, the job I was working, I just mocked up a shirt. Wasn't a great design, but it just said the kick was good on it. Didn't require licensing or anything. And sold hundreds in the matter of a few hours going into that football season, the 2016 football season. And so my eyes were opened up to, you know, hey, there's a much bigger market for vintage collegiate apparel, vintage looking, because that's kind of how we made the shirt, than there is tourism-esque shirts for a state with no tourism. And so that's when I, myself, and then my wife, Krista, who's my co-founder as well, she's the design piece of it all. I do not have any design chops, I'm just more marketing. But that's when we went to IU and we said, hey, did really well with this shirt. We'd love to get the chance to make more vintage type apparel. You know, designs from IU's history that were printed on incredibly comfortable shirts and hoodies. And so somehow IU said yes, which then was a chain reaction of a few other schools in the state, Purdue, Ball State, and Indiana State. And we approached it the same way. You know, with Indiana, we found this bison mascot that the school had for like 6 or 7 years in the 60s, and, you know, sold a ton with this bison on it that had IU, because we don't have a mascot. Purdue, a ton of old Purdue Petes, Indiana State, all the light blue from the Bird years, of course. And Ball State, we found some old finished stuff as well. And it took off just as I was doing this on the side. We had no money in it, just whatever, you know, you just bankrolled the business from whatever sold into the next thing. And so it did well enough. We had enough proof of concept after a year of being licensed. So 2017 was that year that we decided to go full time with vintage collegiate apparel. And so that's when we, out of the side project called Hoosier Proud, launched what is now known as Homefield. So we launched in August of 2018, just the two of us. We rented an 800 square foot little office that we screen printed out of with, it was carpeted, which if you know anything about screen printing, it's a lot of ink and a lot of water, so that's not a great idea. But you know, fast forward, there's a lot of things in between, obviously, these last 3.5 years since we left our jobs in August of 18. But fast forward 3.5, almost 4 years later, we went from those 8 Indiana schools to getting licensed for over 150 institutions now. There's 30 of us on staff. It's been a pretty rapid rise, particularly getting kickstarted in 2020 with this marketing campaign called Big New Saturday that we kind of came up with when nobody had anything to do. And we were all waiting to watch The Last Dance on ESPN, Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern. And I just remember I would make an appointment viewing, but I'd still be on my phone following along on Twitter, because people were live tweeting about the insane stuff Michael Jordan would do, you know? And that was kind of a light bulb moment for me. You know, it's what we do with sports. We watch sports and it's communal with your fan base. So, I mean, I'm always on Twitter during Indiana football games or men's basketball games, right? And just seeing what people are talking about, feeling like I've met people at bars that I met from Twitter, right, in Indianapolis to watch these games. And so that's what we ambitiously aim to create with a t-shirt product launch. And so we called it Big New Saturday, and we launched a few schools with it that we had the license for: Tulane, Hawaii. Every Saturday at noon Eastern, we build anticipation all week, telling jokes online with the fan base, getting to know all their fans, all the Tulane fans, Hawaii fans, et cetera. And then Saturday at noon, we'd launch a 15-piece collection, you know, vintage designs from their history with t-shirts and sweatshirts. It did really well. Well, it started to pick up a ton of steam in the college football internet because there's nothing really going on. And by the end of the season of Big New Saturday, which was 15 weeks, we had had Alabama and Michigan approve us to be licensed. And so we launched them, starting the season with Tulane and Hawaii. We were getting 80% no's on licensing, and then all of a sudden we end the first season with Michigan and Alabama. So then things just have kept snowballing from there. We did Big New Saturday last summer with a ton of Power Five schools. You know, licensing with every school is a little different based on certain contracts they have, yada yada yada. And so now we're in the fourth season of Big New Saturday. We did one this winter, and we're really excited that Nebraska's a part of it. So this Saturday at noon, we're launching a Nebraska collection, which it's a school and football program with just and other sports too, frankly, with a ton of history. And it's one of our favorites we've designed. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on a Nebraska podcast.
Yeah.
So we're really excited.
The design is cool. And I want to ask you about that in a second. But first of all, I want to take a second and thank the sponsor, FSC Edge. I ask questions for a living. The best Q&A sessions that I've ever been in have been ones where I felt like the person on the other side of the tape recorder was invested in me just as much as I was invested in them. Talk to folks who've worked with FSC Edge, who have gone to the offices, who have met with, and they will all tell you the same thing. You'll get the same kind of treatment. FSC Edge integrates AI technologies, case management tools, and augmented operators to optimally process patent documents quickly and accurately. They work with some of the largest patent offices around the world to manage thousands of patent applications and granted patents. We're talking about a place that deals on a massive scale, protecting inventors and advancing innovation, but does so in a way that makes every client who walks in the door feel important and heard. FSC Edge is always looking for new members to come on board and join their team. You'll be doing impactful work and learning about patents in a welcoming, easygoing environment. Check out available jobs today by going to jobs@fsc.com. The big news Saturday marketing campaign is genius. Like it's thanks. Brilliant because everybody freaking out about, I saw it with Arizona and I saw it with UCLA. And that was what introduced me to your brand, was a bunch of people on Twitter talking about it. That's like, especially when, you know, I imagine you go full time with this thing and then, you know, 2 years later or however long it was, COVID hits and you're like, oh crap, like what's the future? But then you come with this brilliant marketing campaign that clearly worked. Is that, are you going to give your wife credit for that? Who gets credit for that one?
Yeah, it's kind of both of us, honestly. You know, we're a good team that is co-founders. I'm more the marketing side and she's the product side, but if there's not an incredibly differentiated product to market, anything I would do wouldn't matter, right? If I'm saying, oh my God, this is the best thing ever, then people get it and it's not comfortable or the print doesn't look good or the design in general is bad, right? And so it was definitely a team effort. I mean, at that time, so, you know, we were picking up steam in late 2019, just adding some really solid mid-majors that made a lot of sense with strong fan bases like Southern Miss or Georgia Southern that we're doing well with. And our cornerstone school has always been Indiana, just me being a grad and being based in Indianapolis. And that was the first year. Everybody talked about the 2020 football season with Indiana, but 2019 was the infamous almost 9-win Indiana season. I was one of the three individuals there that night that created the 9-win Indiana campaign. So we were selling all these.
Oh, really?
9-win. Yeah, yeah.
I was all aboard 9-win Indiana. I was rooting so hard for it. Was all aboard.
It was so close. I was at, so it kind of culminated 2019. For those who don't know, the former crew that ran Crimson Quarry at SB Nation and myself created this kind of joke that Indiana was going to win 9 football games in 2019. And it became a thing to the point where after Indiana beat Purdue in the bucket game to go off to the bowl game, to get their 8th win, they're yelling 9-win Indiana on the camera, which was very strange to see. But we had these shirts about it. And then IU asked us to be the vendor at the Gator Bowl for all the IU apparel. So we were down in Jacksonville. Indiana's up 13 on Tennessee with 4 minutes and change to go. We're thinking, oh my God, IU's going to win the 9th game. People are texting me like, congrats, all that. And then Indiana blows a 13-point lead with less than 5 minutes to go and does not win the 9th game. But, you know, we had picked up a lot of momentum from that, a lot of national attention. And so I remember telling Krista, because my co-founder and wife, you know, it was right around the holidays. We had done some record-setting holidays for ourselves at the time. You know, I think the only thing that could literally stop us right now would be just like something catastrophic, like a recession or whatever. And then 2 months later, COVID really hits the United States, right? So we were scrambling. I mean, at that time, there was 5 of us. We sent our employees home fully paid for 2.5 months, just like, hey, we don't know what's happening. Just stay healthy, basically. And so we would go and we would print all of the orders during the day, Krista and myself. And then at night, we would get together and be like, okay, I have no idea how long this is going to go. What do we do to really elevate home field in this time? And just, I remember we were sitting on our front porch, which is right through this wall that I'm staring at. And we just kind of both, we were talking about how we had these schools we needed to launch. And it was literally a night we were waiting for The Last Dance to come on. And that's when we're like, we have so much anticipation for this right now, and there's nothing going on, and there are no sports, at least at that time, for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. And so that's when we kind of just came up with the idea of Big News Saturday. And we thought, you know, there's a potential, like I thought, like, is anybody going to tune in for a t-shirt launch on Twitter? Like, is everybody gonna make it appointment viewing? And it turns out a lot of people did. And that's why we're here today, is because it worked.
Yeah. Okay. I have to ask you this, because it's 2022 and you can still shop for t-shirts online that mm-hmm. come like in the really scratchy, stiff, boxy yeah. style. Why are companies still doing this? Why like mm-hmm. home field kind of shirts? Why are those not the standard?
Because what we do is really hard, if I'm honest with you, and it's two-pronged. What we do is really hard, and because the other companies can do that, and so they can get away with it, and so they do. It's cheap for them to make. They don't, you know, a lot of the times, you know, there are literal companies, a lot of these bookstore brands who will have something called, I'm not going to say what it actually is, but like the XYZ sweatshirt, let's just say, and it's, you'll open their catalog and it's the same font, and you just swap out school and color. And look, operationally, they don't have to lift it. They lift like one finger and they sell millions of dollars of product. That's why it is that way. But what's fun with home field is we do this because we love it. I mean, I grew up, Indiana's a huge college sports state, similar to Nebraska. Krista grew up in Michigan. Her dad played football at Michigan. So she just like growing up in that environment, going to Michigan games every Saturday, right? We just love it. We love college sports, and we love going through like yearbooks and media guides and all the aesthetics and just the ethos around college sports that makes it really special. And so we love doing this, and it is really hard. I mean, our design team works incredibly hard to find old logos, but also incorporate them to make it look like something you'd wear in the 70s or 80s or 90s. And to source garments, I mean, I remember the first time we went to make our t-shirts happen, I think we went through 40 iterations of a t-shirt before getting to the final one. So yeah, it takes a lot of time, but it's what we care about, you know.
What's your dog's name, by the way?
You can hear him. Yeah. Wesco.
Wesco.
Yeah. Wesco. It's named after a mid Michigan gas station because okay. My wife and I met at a summer camp, and the only thing to do in the middle of Michigan, just this town in the middle of nowhere, was go to this gas station called Wesco, where you get like Slurpees and stuff. So, nice. Yeah. Very, very cute.
He got an appearance on the podcast. Very uh-huh. excited about the shirts that you were talking about. Obviously, giving his recommendation. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I have a lot of empathy and sympathy for the almost 9-win Indiana. I don't think mm-hmm. a ton of my listeners, Nebraska no. fans, given the way that 2019 game in October went at Memorial no. Stadium. However, the post game from that game, where Tom Allen was like, they know what they did, uh-huh. is one of my favorite moments covering Nebraska. That post game was excellent.
It was a lot of dumb stuff flying around that post game.
It was great. What goes into the design process for these? Mm-hmm. Are you going to get input from the universities themselves, going to like creatives that are associated mm-hmm. with the university or working at the university or whatever? Or is it all you guys just kind of going back and looking through, and you're talking about yearbooks, going back and looking yeah. through just kind of like history of the programs?
You know, it all depends. It's kind of different on a per school basis. I am so sorry to the audience for my dog there. Let me see if I can close the door and make that better for you all. He's a special dog. But anyway, you know, it's different on this per school basis. So schools will already have some marks ready, which is super nice. Nebraska actually had a lot of image marks already made, so we didn't have to go recreate some of the logos. Now, we don't just take the logos and drop them on a shirt and call it a day. We incorporate them into a broader design, right? So, you know, we always talk with the school first before designing. So what we'll do is we'll look all sorts of places. We'll look in yearbooks, as you mentioned. We'll read the yearbooks, actually, to gain context around the logo, as well as, you know, was there a big event on campus that year? What does this logo mean? We try to see how are students, like, what were people wearing? You know, how was it used in apparel to make it feel authentic? You know, so we'll do that. Media guides are a great source of logos. We'll search eBay just to see, again, how people wore it, because we want it to be as authentic as possible. Mm-hmm. And then we talk to people a lot. Our Twitter is extremely active, and we just like to have a lot of fun on there. If you follow our Twitter, it's going to be very silly. And, you know, on the days we launch shirts, yes, we're pushing t-shirts, but it's been a strategic part of our brand that the Twitter account is just a lot of fun, and it's not going to be like a brand account trying to make corny jokes. If we do try to make a corny joke, we'll get ahead of the fact and say it's a corny joke. So then that way we're exempt, even though we're still making a corny joke. But, you know, we'll make tons of friends online. You know, we have our DMs are constantly filled with, hey, I found this in my grandfather's attic. He was a big Huskers fan or Hoosiers fan, what have you. I mean, we're talking with people constantly. We'll reach out to people on Twitter 6 months before we launch the school and say, hey, what's the fan base's thought on this logo? You know, we did that with a school. Maybe Husker fans aren't also super happy with the Colorado Buffs because they wore blue, you know, for a couple of seasons. And we thought it looked cool. So we asked some fans in the DMs, and they were like, absolutely not. And we were horrible during those years. Don't use the blue, even though it looked cool. So, you know, it comes from all over. And then what we'll do is we'll take our ideas before we design them, go to the school and say, hey, here's what we're thinking. Are you guys on board with this? And then that way it's more of a partnership too. I mean, they always have to approve every single design. Mm-hmm. That you not only are approved for a licensee, you have to get approved for every single category. So I want to sell t-shirts, University of Nebraska. Will you say yes? You know, will you want to sell hoodies, Nebraska? Will you say yes? You know, all of those. And then can I sell them online? Can I sell them in a bookstore? Can I sell them? So you have to get approved on so many verticals, and then you have to get approved for every single design. But yeah, our process is a ton of research, and we talk to the school as well.
Spill some tea if you can. Yeah. I don't want to get you in trouble. Who's sure. The most frustrating university to work with?
So our licensing director would be jumping up and down and screaming no at me to say a name. So I can maybe I'll
you can
say,
just give a region. You can give a region, and we'll let people guess.
Sure. There's a school on the West Coast that told us, hey, we love what you do. Like, let's put a collection together. We're super excited. And this is why we always come to the school of ideas now instead of designing an entire 16-piece collection. So spend a month and a half designing this thing as a team. We bring it to them, and they go, oh, no, we don't allow vintage. And so after all that work, and they come to us. So I think it's just a lot of the times with universities, there's just, especially with licensing, it typically gets handed off. Sometimes it's someone's full-time job. At Nebraska it is, for example, because it's such a big brand. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at some other schools, it's a tenth of the job of the assistant AD of marketing, right? And they've got to worry about game ops and a ton of other stuff. And licensing is like so far down the totem pole. So, I mean, one person tells you one thing, one person tells you another in communications. It just gets wires crossed. And so that's why we will always now present our research before designing anything to a school, because that was deflating to work that long on a 16-piece collection and be told no.
Trial and error, man. So I assume the bigger programs that have, you know, dedicated people like that that manage sort of brand accessibility. I mean, I don't even know what the term for that would be. I guess they're, you know, a little bit easier to work with in terms of like which schools you work with, which schools you don't, which schools you have collections for. Is it as simple as just like who says yes to you, or, you know, being an Indiana fan, I imagine there was a piece of you that didn't want to do any Purdue gear.
Yeah, you know, no, I've got so many friends locally who, you know, went to Purdue. It was fun to make it for them, and we have Purdue grads. But you kind of have to put that – you have to kind of have to take that fan hat off when you're working in the industry, you know. In, I will wear almost any college shirt, and I'll say this publicly because I went to Indiana. I won't wear Purdue or Kentucky. Those are the only two I won't wear. But, you know, we've loved working with them. There's a one Kentucky hoodie I always see. I'm like, man, that looks so cool in our warehouse, but I can't touch it, just given my allegiances. But yeah, it is a matter of who says yes, who says no. By the end of the season of Big News Saturday, we will have almost every Power Five institution on the website. There's a few certain schools. I mean, people will be able to figure it out by the end of this, that for whatever reason, based off of some of maybe their on-field provider contracts like Nike, Adidas, et cetera, or some deals they have, they're called primary apparel deals with Fanatics or Hanes brand, that just for whatever reason, they can't add any more licensees for the time being. So, you know, at first it was more us convincing the schools, hey, we're a value add, you know, because it's not just a matter of the royalties someone would bring in. The default answer is not yes for big brands, because if you're sitting in that position over a big brand, if I'm sitting in that chair, I'm thinking you have to prove to me you're going to do something additive and different, because otherwise you just pose a risk because you're representing, you know, the Cornhuskers, you're representing, you know, Northwestern or whoever, right? We can't risk you, you know, potentially ruining our brand. So you have to show us it's something additive and special. And so for us, it's funny when we started launching things, a lot of no's, mostly no's. And then some schools took chances on us, like UConn, like Michigan State, like Syracuse, very early on, that I was very grateful for. And then eventually Auburn saw it and they took a chance on us. And when Auburn was our best selling school of all time at the moment, then Alabama came back to us and was like, hey, actually, we want to be licensed for you now. And then
that's what did it.
Uh-huh. And then later LSU was like, oh yeah, well, we got to be licensed for you now. Like, they reached out to us, you know? So it's just funny the way it all works.
Yeah. You have a UConn apparel. Do you have the Sad Husky on a t-shirt?
We have a Sad Husky on a t-shirt. We have it on a long sleeve shirt. We have it on a sweatshirt. We have it on the sticker. And then the famous/infamous Twitter account No Escalators started a campaign for 6 months to put the sad dog on the joggers. And so one day we did launch joggers, fleece joggers with the sad dog, and it sold out in 45 seconds.
Oh my gosh. So,
yeah, we have a lot of sad dog. Much to my chagrin, we have a lot of the sad dog on.
This might be a little too... Again, this might be a little too niche, but is there anything in the works to do something with civil conflict?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, the schools would have to approve that, and they don't really like that time in their history, particularly UConn. So I don't think
we want to move past the Bob Diaco era. That's where they're at. That makes sense.
Yeah, that you know, I bet 20 years from now they'll let someone use it. It's funny. What's old is new, right? So Indiana, if people remember, I mean, there's no reason to remember anything about my beloved Hoosiers football, but for the Antoine Randall years, for 4 years, we had this oval logo on our helmet that was literally rip off of the 49ers. Cam Cameron wanted it designed that way. And so we did it. And everybody hated that logo at the time. But for people like me who grew up watching Antoine Randall, it's really nostalgic for me. And so we finally convinced IU 20 years after the fact to let us use the oval. We were the first licensee to get to use the oval in 20 years. So I'm sure civil conflict 20 years from now, they'll finally relent and let someone use it.
They'll accept it. What is, I'm not going to ask best. Mm-hmm. That might get you, again, someone might come back and be like, why? What's your favorite logo that you've worked with? Favorite school, university logo, or I guess set of like assets?
Yeah. With? Oh, like, so favorite just, you know, overall, or are you saying just like one design? Or, I mean, I could take it a thousand different ways if you want.
Favorite overall, like favorite, like source material that you have to work with.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm going to give you one P5 answer. I'm going to give you one FCS mid-major answer because, you know, it's just different for each. I would say Florida for P5 because when you have a gator, it's just so different than any other mascot in the P5. I mean,
yeah.
And the colors just popped so well. It was our best-selling collection of all time, too. So maybe that's clouding some of our vision. When we launched, I should say, best-selling. Indiana's best of all time, but Florida launch day was our biggest launch day ever by a mile. And so that is probably my favorite P5. I mean, there's a ton of Albert playing football, stiff-arming. There's a drawing from the stadium that was there in the 90s that's no longer there, this really menacing gator. Some really classic iconic gators, some fun and gun stuff we did. It just all around was an amazing collection. I think the green thrown in there with the blue and orange just worked really well also. And then we have, for non P5, Slippery Rock is my favorite. Most people do not know what Slippery Rock is. There is a shirt in the Slippery Rock collection that is along with our Tulane Green Wave shirt. Despite all the Power Fives that are now on our website, they are both in our top 10 still sales of all time because it's a rock. Krista found this in her research for Slippery Rock. It's a rock in a mink coat holding a pennant, and he has a little button that says win from the 1970s. Oh. And it's just, you know, it's such a unique school, right? They're this Slippery Rock pride. But so there's a lion element, but they used to just be the rock. They would just call themselves the Rock. It wasn't the Slippery Rock Rocks or whatever. It'd just be like the Rock. And so there's just a ton of source material of a rock wearing sweaters, fur coat, what have you. So we love Slippery Rock. It meant extra. It was extra special for Krista being a huge steeped in Michigan football growing up because they always announce the Slippery Rock scored for the Michigan football games and the crowd goes wild. It's a whole deal. So Slippery Rock was my favorite non P5.
I'm going to go buy that shirt now. Told me.
It's a pretty special one. It's pretty special. Tulane's a great one too, because of obviously the green wave and just the light, the baby blue, always looks good on anything.
Yeah.
And Tulane, I love that collection.
Tulane's mean wave is, is one of the best logos. Okay. Let's play a little this or that. Football in a stadium or football on the couch in your living room?
See, you are asking an Indiana football fan. So that you have to understand, we don't have the game day experience one might have in Nebraska. I would say, personally, football on a couch, though I am an Indiana football season ticket holder. We just don't typically have packed stadiums. We did for the Cincinnati game this past year when it looked like we were going to be good again. And then we returned to final form. So I'll say on the couch, you know, it's convenient if you want to get a snack. We get blown out a lot. And so then we're not good fans. We will leave early. There was a whole initiative to try to get IU fans to stay for the whole game. And they've even had like this group that did the This Is Indiana basketball song that popped off 10 years ago. They got IU football paid them to make a song about not leaving early for football, and everyone booed it. And we all left as students in protest of the song because it's part of the IU football culture. So given all of that, I would say watching from home, because if we're losing by 40 to Ohio State in the third quarter, I still have to drive an hour plus home from Bloomington to Indianapolis.
That's fair. Okay. Well, so you have to be at the game, day kick or night kick?
Oh, night kick. For all of what I just said about the IU football experience for me, again, I'm personalizing it. Bloomington is a wonderful town with actually a really good tailgate scene. So we get, because of who we are, we get noon kicks like nobody's business. And so it's really difficult to have a fun game day experience, right? Because you'll have to leave at 6 or 7 a.m. to make anything worth it. So I'll go with night kick for sure.
Go for two to win the game or kick the extra point, go to overtime.
Oh, absolutely go for two. That's the one of the most iconic moments in Indiana football history was Michael Penix, who was definitely in. There's no debate about that. Defeating Penn State on going for two instead of kicking for the extra field goal or the extra point. So, yeah, go for two. Absolutely. I love it.
Exactly. So with Kalen DeBoer and Mike Penix at Washington, are you going to be like a partial Washington fan this season?
Oh, yeah. They're my Pac-12 team this year. DeBoer gave us the best offense we've had since – I mean, it was a one-man offense with Randall L. But, you know, I guess the Kevin Wilson years are pretty great, too, on offense. We were scoring all defense. But, yeah, I love it. You know, we got Kalen DeBoer out there. I'm really hoping for Michael Penix to have a bounce back here. He did so much for Indiana. There is no ill will, clearly, or with anybody with him transferring. He just needed a fresh start, and been hurt so many times and he just kept getting back up. So yeah, definitely cheering for them in the Pac-12 this year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Last one. This is the most important one. Nebraska or Iowa in 22?
Nebraska or Iowa in 22? I'm going to go with Nebraska, and it's not just because I'm on this podcast either. I think you guys are kind of the hot offseason pick right now, right? After losing every game in a heartbreaking fashion last year. I feel, given how close you were, and I still think Frost has got something. I mean, clearly he built a turnaround at UCF, and I'm sure you guys have talked it to death all offseason, but, you know, Iowa, no reason to ever believe in the offense. And there was a good Iowa year last year, which means it's probably a 6-6, 7-5 Iowa year this year. So, yeah, I'm going with the Huskers.
Okay. All right. We have a Nebraska home field drop on Saturday. Yeah. Connor and I are recording this on a Thursday. If you guys listened to this before Saturday, he mentioned earlier that the record has been set for a drop by, make sure I remember Florida. This, Florida, right?
Yes, Florida, okay. And then Georgia's number two.
If you're listening to this before Saturday, which you should because it comes out Friday morning, make sure that you go to home field and help Nebraska set the record. I imagine Nebraska will be able to get close.
Yeah, I mean,
Husker fans are great.
We have some pretty good indicators early on, you know, just based off of how the announcement goes. Nebraska is one of the most hyped up announcements we've had so far. So we're very excited for it. The collection is truly stunning. We showed one of our retail partners the collection 2 months ago, and they ordered the most they ever had for a collection. They said it was their favorite they've seen of us so far, over 100 plus collections. So wow. Got some Herbies in there, got a black shirt maybe in there. We've got a ton of great old content for Nebraska in there. So we're really excited about it.
Cool. Collection looks great. I'll let you get out of here, man. Thank you for coming on the podcast. I'm sure you've got some other stuff that you got to do. It was great to talk to you. Great to chat about home field. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. And yeah, noon Eastern Saturday. Go Huskers.
Can't wait. We'll be back next week with another podcast. In the meantime, keep reading HailVarsity.com. Make sure that you are subscribed to HailVarsity.com so you can read everything. Go to HailVarsity.com/subscribe. Use the code VARSITY at checkout. Also, make sure, I'm going to say it again, make sure that you're getting something during the home field drop at noon Eastern on Saturday, because it's Nebraska and we can never have too many Nebraska t-shirts.
That's right.
Shouts to Connor for coming on this podcast. Shouts to you guys for listening every week. Shouts to Cam for producing every week, and we will be back next week. Thanks, guys.
Huda Media Production.